Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We will finish up Ask Reddit questions with the KNC masterpiece. Fred should be must listen whenever he shows up at 9:42 here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, joined from Oxnard, California by Tommy Yarsh. DallasCowboys.com brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, sir. Where are you exactly there at the facility?
Good morning. Just outside of the hotel.
With bad internet.
Or I walk over to the Chick-fil-A that's about 100 yards away from this hotel.
But your hotel, you didn't Uber this morning for this, right?
No. Yeah, this is my hotel.
Okay, good. All right. Your Micah Jerry take as of today. What is your opinion after listening to Jerry speak to the media on Saturday and making phone calls and talking to people behind the scenes? Where do you stand on the back and forth?
Look, I think that, there's truth to both sides, right? And that's every negotiation. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think Micah Parsons' trade request was just him trying to levy some more leverage on his side in this deal, right? I think that, you know, as a whole lot, he doesn't really have much in the sense that, you know, the Cowboys have the option to franchise tag him twice and things like that. I don't think they want to. I don't think that's the end goal, but the option is there. And I don't think that, you know, looking at what we've seen in the past, I don't think the Cowboys are necessarily afraid to do that. I don't think they want to do that either, though. You know, I think they do want to give Micah Parsons his deal. Jerry Jones has never shied away from rewarding his players with a lot of money and maybe sometimes even overpaying as it relates to the rest of the market. And that could definitely be the case here with Micah Parsons. So I still think a deal gets done. I think it's still just a matter of when, not if. I don't think it happens here in Oxnard. I think this is a deal that, you know, we might see happen back in Frisco or maybe a day before the game or the day of, like kind of like Dak was last year. But I still think Micah Parsons gets taken care of, and I still think he's a Cowboy come September 4th.
So do you think there's any that he really actually does think that he wants out, or you think this is all just posturing?
If there is, I think it's very minuscule. You know, I think from Micah's perspective, the way that this has been handled, in his eyes is somewhat disrespectful. Just the back and forth and, not getting the agent involved. You know, Jerry Jones has done, plenty of deals, like he said, you know, and he's negotiated with players, he's negotiated with agents, and, you know, usually to get across the finish line, agents are involved in some capacity. And so, you know, for him to sit there and say, you know, we had a deal done when the agent wasn't involved. You know, I understand having a handshake deal done, but Jerry Jones knows that in today's NFL, you know, agents are so involved, especially when you've got a guy as you know, respected and involved as David Mulugeta. You know, they know that he's involved. So, you know, from that perspective and how the Cowboys have handled that side of things, I certainly sense Micah Parsons' frustration, but at the same time, you know, this guy loves Dallas. He wanted to be in Dallas. He loves his teammates. He's adored by his teammates. So I think it would be pretty tough to leave.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com here on The Fan. Did you learn anything new from Micah's statement or Jerry talking where you were like, oh, okay, I didn't factor that into this whole saga when both gave their sides? Was there anything from either side or just one thing that jumped out to you, Tommy?
I don't know if there's anything new that I learned. I think it was more just confirmation of, hey, these guys back in March when they met at the Big 12 championship game came to some sort of agreement, right? And agreement is kind of a strong term because it sounds like, you know, maybe we're getting ready to sign a deal here. I think it was more of just a handshake deal, like maybe Jerry tossed it around like, all right, 5 years, $200 million. That's not any sort of actual number. That's just me experimenting here. And Mike is like, sure, let's do it. And then that was that. You know, I could definitely see that being the case. And that's what we thought was the case, but Jerry Jones confirmed that. So, and then Micah Parsons just, again, confirming that, you know, that he didn't view that as a negotiation. He viewed that as, you know, a conversation about, hey, do I have the right leadership traits in place? You know, am I on the right track to be able to sign this deal? So that was really more I learned. Otherwise, nothing really too surprising from what Micah said in his statement or what Jerry said when he spoke to us the other day, because, you know, more or less we've already known both sides of this story, and now it's just a matter of, all right, who's going to call who first, right? Who's going to finally cave and who's going to finally say, all right, let's just get this done. Let's stop all the drama and let's get a contract done.
Tommy, they've had really tense negotiations with big-time players before. Dak Prescott and his agent, Todd France. DeMarcus Lawrence and his agent, David Cantor. Ezekiel Elliott and his agent, Rocky Arsenault. Those all got very tense. I don't know of a time they ever just flat-out admitted to, we will not speak to the agent. We're not taking a call, to the point where it doesn't even sound like they've had a conversation where things could have gone side. Why is there such an issue specifically with Mulugeta?
I don't think there's an issue with Mulugeta. I really don't. From everything I've garnered, the Jones family and the Cowboys organization, you know, they've negotiated with David Mulugeta before. They have a lot of respect for him. They know that he's, you know, one of the best in the game. And I think in part they know that what they're doing right now or what he's doing right now is part of his playbook to get his guys paid more, right? And that's just because David Mulugeta is good at his job. You know, he's playing his cards so that Micah Parsons can get significantly more than the rest of the pass rushers in the market. And they had made it clear earlier, too, that, hey, we're going to be the last ones to sign. We're going to be the last ones to sign so that we can hold that record for highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. So I don't think there's any, bad ill or negative thoughts about David Mulugeta from inside the Cowboys organization. I think they view it as, you know, we had a deal done in March. Why would we need to change it now? If we had a deal done, if Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons had a deal where, you know, he views this negotiation as it's just the two of them. He's told that to us at the owners' meetings is, you know, he's negotiating owner to player. And those are the only two parties that matter. And then he went on to say, you know, I don't even know the agent and whatever it was that he said after that. I think that's how they view the negotiation. Jerry Jones sees it as they had a done deal. And now Micah Parsons is trying to get his agent involved, which could change things. And so that's what's making the Cowboys hesitant. But again, Jerry Jones knows what he's doing. The Cowboys know what they're doing, and they've done plenty of these deals before. They know that agents need to get involved at some point, and they know that they will be involved at some point in some capacity. So at some point, those conversations need to be had, and a finish line needs to be crossed.
What stood out to you from practice yesterday?
Really good day from Treshawn Holden, I thought, in the red zone period. Towards the back end there, he had back-to-back touchdown grabs. Just look, really, the rest of the offense, I think, it's starting to click. Dak and CD were talking last week about how, you know, usually around that 2 week mark, you're feeling like you're in game shape and you're feeling like you're ready to go. And I think that that's kind of, that you're kind of seeing that. You're kind of seeing that start to click slowly but surely. George Pickens, CD Lamb, both of them got involved in the screen game. I think the first two plays of practice were screens to Pickens and CD. And
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You know, I've told you guys this before. I think, you know, we don't give George Pickens enough credit for how good he is after the catch. I think that his ability to run those long strides is something that we haven't really seen much, because he's more of a deep threat is what he was used as in Pittsburgh. But Brian Schottenheimer is going to get him the ball in space, and they're going to try to let him work. So that's always a good thing. And then, you know, defensively, I think you're going to see a real challenge today in the Rams, especially with this cornerback room, this defensive line, pass rushers on both sides of the ball. So a pretty mellow practice, I thought, yesterday to set up for a really fun day today.
Yeah, Zach Wolchuk tweeted, ball knowers know the Rams have one of the best D-lines in football.
Ball knowers, yes.
Young and really good. So that sets up for today's back and forth. Did Mozzie get banged up yesterday? What's his status?
Sounds like a knee injury, I believe, for Mozzie Smith. Not sure of his status. He was able to walk off the field under his own power. He walked back to the medical tent. And then after a couple of minutes in there with Jim Maurer, he walked back to the Cowboys locker room. So we'll see if we see Mozzie out there.
Has he looked any different compared to years past? Has he kind of shined, or he's just there?
I think he's had some solid reps where you say, okay, that's exactly what you want to see from Mozzie. You know, he had one rep against Tyler Smith, I think it was last week, where, you know, he shrugged him off pretty good and he got to his gap. And you say to yourself, okay, that's what you want to see. But we want to see it like five times in one day.
Yeah.
And not once every 3 days. So, you know, I understand that it's still a process. And at the end of the day, you know, he's a guy that lost weight. I mean, this is just me and how I want my one text. I want those dudes to be heavy. I want them to be 330 pounds. I want them to take up space, and I want them to be hard to move. You know, and I understand Matt Eberflus's scheme. They want to get those guys up the field. They want to get those guys running away. And I just don't know if that's Mozzie Smith's strong suit. I think this is a guy who in college was just super athletic and could take that space up. And so, you know, whether or not that is playing to his strengths is maybe what's causing a little bit of this, you know, what we're seeing in camp, where sometimes he just straight up gets moved around. You know, I think we saw the best play from Tyler Booker so far in camp against Mozzie Smith, when he created a running lane that might have been the largest for Javonte Williams in his entire life. And it was just, he just kind of paved the road and threw Mozzie Smith out of the club. So, you know, it's still an adjusting game, and there's still steps that need to be taken. But the bottom line is, with how thin the Cowboys are in defensive tackle, Mozzie Smith, regardless of, you know, how he looks in training camp, is a body they need in there.
Tommy Yarsh has the story up on DallasCowboys.com on the return of Lyle Collins. What did LC have to say, and where do you see him fitting?
Yeah, LC, I think, is a guy that's just really, really pleased to be back. You know, after that ACL, MCL injury in 2022, he admitted, you know, hey, a lot of people in the NFL kind of threw my name out. They threw me off, wrote me off, whatever. What was it Geno Smith said? They wrote me off. I didn't write back.
Yeah.
And, well, LC's writing back for now. I don't know how long that letter is. But, nonetheless, you know, this is a guy who he kind of – what stood out to me was, like, even when I left, he said, even when I left, this place is always home. And it never really felt the same outside of here in that 1 year in Cincinnati with the Bengals. So I think this is a guy that's really happy to be back. He and Dak Prescott are very close. And I think that played a big part in his decision. And I think Dak Prescott has a little bit of a smile on his face knowing that LC is in the locker room. That's a good locker room presence for him, not just on the field too. But as far as where he shakes out on the depth chart, he was taking some third string right tackle reps in practice yesterday. This is a guy who hasn't played an NFL game since 2022. So I think there's going to be some sort of ramp up for him to be able to get back into playing shape. But this is a depth addition. I don't know if he'll necessarily be a guy who's starting for the Cowboys on Sundays. But, you know, if guys get banged up or guys get moved around, he's a guy that they'll give him tackle guard flexibility. So he can certainly play in there if there are open spots needed.
Over under 1.5 fights at practice.
I'm a pacifist. So I'll say I'm all for sportsmanship. So I'll say under.
Tommy, thanks for joining us, and thanks for hopping on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Moving forward, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Enjoy practice.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
One of our new favorites, maybe the new favorite, Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. What will Ask Reddit be like with Fred Davis? We crosstalk with KNC next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.